Wouldn't you love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, the show where I bring you into my life as a traveling entrepreneur and, along with some of my awesome guests, give you tips and strategies for building your own freedom business. Welcome to the show. Let's make it happen. There, how you doing? Joe here, and welcome back to another episode of the Your Lifestyle Business podcast. Welcome to part 5 of my blogging series. This is actually the final part of the blogging series for now. We've gone through quite a lot, I've thrown quite a lot at you, so I'm going to leave it there for this week, and I will obviously respond to any questions and queries in the Facebook group for future podcasts. But what we've covered so far is in episode 78, we talked about how to make money blogging, and I urge you to start there because I think it's important to start with the end in mind, and that really helps you to determine how you're going to grow your blog, so have a listen to that. In episode 79, we talked about how to set up your blog, choosing your domain name, choosing hosting, etc. In episode 80, I talked about the essential pages and plugins for your money-making blog. Last week, in episode 81, I talked about your money-making blog content strategy. And then today, we are going to be talking about my 7 strategies for 10xing my website traffic over the coming 12 months. So my blog traffic went from 1,000 hits roughly in August to around 2,600 in September to around 6,500 in October to 11,300 or whatever in November. And we're currently in the beginnings of December here as I record this podcast. So I don't know how December's going to pan out yet, but it's gradually growing. And that is through primarily organic traffic. It's about 86% organic traffic. So what I'm doing is I'm building my profile on Google at the moment, and I'm gradually increasing my organic traffic through the search results. So how have I been doing that stroke? How do I intend to continue doing that over the following 12 months? Here are the 7 strategies that I'm using. So number one, the first strategy is massive content. Or another word I like to use, insanely useful content. You cannot get away with putting out just thin content on Google anymore. There is too much competition. Not even just Google, on the social media sites, everywhere. You can't get away. You can if you're, you know, if you're a TikToker or a Reeler or whatever they call them, you know, you're going to go out there and record videos and grow a huge following of people interested in your incredibly creative videos, etc. Fine. But if you're going to go out and seriously build a long-term brand using, trying to build your brand using organic traffic, then what you need is insanely useful content. So that's my first and most important strategy. So as an example, one of my posts is 17,000 words long. Another one is about 22,000 words long. One that we're writing at the moment is going to come in somewhere around 25,000 words long. That is not all my posts. Those are the ones where I've got really tough key phrases that I want to rank for. But right now, I don't have the domain authority to rank for them. Okay, and if you're not sure what I'm talking about, listen to last week's episode where I explain what domain authority is. But in a nutshell, domain authority is a website that is ranking at the top of Google because A, it has great content, and B, it has authority because other people have linked to that content because it's so good. So what I'm trying to do here is create amazing content that really helps my audience and that people want to link to because it's really good content, because then that gives me authority and helps me to rank to the top of Google. So you really want to be making sure whatever niche you're in, that you are creating this awesome content. Now, it doesn't have to be 17,000 or 25,000 words long. It depends what niche you're in. I'm in a particularly competitive niche, so I have to go that extra mile. But if you're in, you know, fly fishing in Montana, for instance, then you might only need to write 2,000 word posts to go the extra mile. It really does completely depend on the niche that you're in and what you're trying to achieve. So you need to go and have a look and see what content is already out there, and then you need to decide how you can be better and what that looks like for you. What does insanely useful, insanely valuable content look like for you and your brand to make sure that you can compete in the marketplace you're in? All right, so that's strategy number one. Strategy number two, I'm guest posting. So in order to increase my domain authority, what we have to do is we have to get backlinks to our website. We have to get backlinks to our main post that we really want to rank for, but we also just have to get links back to our website in general. The more people that link back to us, then the more authority Google feels that we have. And they're saying, okay, well, all of these, you know, decent authority sites are linking back to this site, so it must be pretty good. It must be pretty relevant. So I'm going out and I'm guest posting, and I am focusing specifically, again, because of the competitiveness of the niche I'm in. Is that a word? Because of the how competitive the niche I'm in is, I am going and looking for sites that are 70 plus domain authority. Domain authority runs from 0 to 100. So 0 means you have no authority. 100 means you have really high authority. So anything kind of over a 65, 70 means it's a really solid, good authoritative site. So I'm approaching lots of different sites, 70 plus domain authority, and saying, hey, can I write a guest post for you with a link back to my website? And those posts are coming back, and some of them are saying yay, some are saying no. And the ones that are saying yes, I'm then going and I'm writing a post for them, and then I'm linking back to my website and I'm getting that link back to my site. So I'm doing a lot of guest posts. I'm trying to do 2 to 3 guest posts a week. That's going to slow down in this month, but come 2021, that will be my goal, to try and do 2 to 3 guest posts a week. Now, this means that I won't be writing too much new content on my site. And that's fine, because I'm working on really highly valuable blog posts for my site and maybe only posting one a month. So I did my Amazon FBA post, which was huge. I did my how to start a life-changing online lifestyle business post, which is huge. I did my 189 lifestyle business ideas post, huge. How to build an email list, how to build a huge email list of hot leads for your business. Again, huge post. How to start a blog, huge post. So I'm working on what Brian Dean from backlinko.com, which is a great resource, by the way. I'm working on what Brian calls power pages. And therefore, I'm only really posting one of these power pages once a month, once every 6 weeks. Stroke, I might post like a 2,000 worder on something that just really inspires me and that I want to post about and talk about then and there. But other than that, I'm really focusing my efforts for the next 12 months on guest posting to help me raise my domain authority. After I've got the domain authority, after I'm up in the 60s and 70s, well, then I will probably focus a lot more on pumping out lots of more good and valuable content on my own site, because by then I will find it easier to rank for all of the different posts that I create. So what I'm doing is I'm doing the work up front to get real longevity and make it much easier long term for me to be able to rank and hit the page one for lots and lots of different posts, because I've got a higher domain authority. Does that make sense? So massive content number one, guest posting number two. That's my big strategy moving forward. Number three, alongside guest posting, is just some general link building as well. So this is a bit more of a challenge, because many people want to be paid for links and you don't really want to be paying for them. For a start, it's against Google's terms of service. And number two, a lot of the people that say they want to be paid are part of sort of some dodgy networks and stuff. So you don't want to be doing that. So link building is a challenging old job. And it does mean reaching out to people and kind of just asking whether they would be happy to link back to one of your pages. And that's really scammy unless you've built a relationship. So that kind of brings me to number four on my strategy, which is networking. In fact, I'm going to kind of change those around as I put them on my on the show notes. I'm going to put networking first and then link building, because the networking really kind of has to come first. Yes, you can send out loads and loads of emails and you can ask people, can you link to my blog and blah, blah, blah. But you're going to get a lot further with it if you've started to network and get to know people. And so networking is kind of really making a list of those top 20, 30, 50, 100 people that you want to get to know, and they're going to be in your industry, peers, people, mentors, people that you really want to get to know over time and build a relationship with. So maybe at some point you're going to want to invite them to be on a podcast, or you're going to be on their podcast, or maybe you'll guest post for them, or maybe you'll collaborate together, things like that. So it's making that big list of people, and then it's getting on their radar. And this is a long-term job. So this is getting on their radar by, one of the ways I do it is I write my blogs and I link to the people that I want to connect with. And then I can send an email out to those people and just say, hey, just to let you know, I linked to you on my blog post and I mentioned you here because I love what you're doing. And if there's anything in there that you want to add, or, you know, that you want me to elaborate on, please let me know. And just thanks very much for your awesome content. I love it and I love sharing it with my community. Not asking for anything, not saying, you know, can you link for me? Can you share? Can you tweet it? Can you? Nothing. Just saying, thanks very much, and I've linked to you. Just starts to put me on the radar. And then you go and follow them on social media. Then you start to comment on some of their stuff. Then you start to share their things with your audience as your audience grows. And you just begin to network and build relationships. And then maybe as that relationship grows, then you can go out and you can say, hey, I've just published this brand new blog post. I really think it's going to go with the post that you wrote on this. And in particular, I noticed that you wrote this section. And I was wondering if you'd be happy to link back to my blog post here, because I think it adds value to the post that you've written. And then maybe because you've got to know them a bit over time, they'll come back and say, hey, yeah, Joe, no problem. We'll link to you. All right. And maybe they won't, because that's kind of the nature of the beast. But that's basically what it is. So networking and then link building. And then the next strategy is social media. So building and growing my social media views and hopefully click-throughs. Pinterest is my main area of focus here. And the reason for that is because Pinterest is a search engine in its own right. So typically a pin on Pinterest has got something like 100 times the lifespan of a post on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, because it's a search engine. In other words, somebody can go into Pinterest and search up lifestyle business, and my posts will pop up to the top of Pinterest. And it might be something I posted a year ago, but because they're searching specifically for a lifestyle business, then I'm more likely to pop up. Or email marketing, or, you know, build an e-commerce business, or start an Amazon FBA business, my posts are likely to pop up. Similar in your niche. Somebody might type in, you know, Asian recipes for zucchinis, and you might have posted it 6 months ago, but it's going to pop up at the top of Pinterest if you've got the right keywords and you've had the right engagement and it's a really solid post and all of those kinds of stuff, and it's going to last. Whereas you post it on Facebook and it's gone. So I will be on Facebook, and I will be on, I'm actually looking at LinkedIn as well as a potential moving forward, because I've heard good things about the organic reach on LinkedIn. But my bulk of my focus will be on Pinterest. And then when I'm ready, I may even start focusing on YouTube, because again, YouTube, like Google, like Pinterest, is a search engine. So your videos can last. Somebody could search something and I might have posted it 5 years ago and it pops up because it's super relevant to their search right now. And that's what we're looking for here, longevity. That's what I'm looking for here, longevity. If I want to go and post and become an influencer on Instagram or whatever, then yeah, I can just go and go and go and be there 24/7 feeding social media. But my goal here is to build a business that supports my lifestyle. So while I will be on social media more for fun and just to help support building my profile, my main focus will be Pinterest followed by YouTube at some point. So that's number five. So number one was massive content. Number two was guest posting. Number three, networking, building relationships. Number four, doing some link building. Number five, social media, primarily Pinterest followed by YouTube. Number six is reviewing my priorities, because whatever business model you're currently pursuing, whether it is blogging or you're just listening to this series because you're interested and you're actually doing something entirely different, you have to focus. The only way to success is to literally focus your efforts in one area. And the more you diversify yourself around and about, then the less chance you've got of getting where you want to go. Now, I've said this before. If you've been with me for a while and you've listened to my podcast for a long time, then you'll know this saying because I've said it before. Keith Cunningham, who was the inspiration behind Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad books, he said in a weekend event that I went to in San Antonio many years ago, he stood on stage and he said, "You get rich focusing on one thing, you stay rich by diversifying." Now you can change that. You get an audience by focusing, you keep your audience by diversifying. You know, you get visits to your blog by focusing, you keep your visits by diversifying. Change the words, but the sentiment is the same. The simple fact is to move forward, you need to focus in and then broaden out as you grow. So because blogging is my main focus over the next year, then I need to have a look at everything else I'm currently doing and ask myself, what is currently taking up my time other than really focusing on creating amazing content for my site and creating amazing content for guest posts, which are my two top priorities. What else is getting in my way? So are my podcasts, am I getting, you know, hundreds and thousands of downloads a month and therefore I must continue doing my podcast? How am I doing my weekly emails? Where am I spending my time on social media? You know, where else am I getting distracted and doing other things when my whole focus should be moving forward with my blog? So I'm reviewing all of my priorities for 2021 and looking at how can I make things more efficient? How can I ensure I'm delivering maximum value to my audience in a really, really time efficient way so that I can spend my time really focusing on what it is I want to do? So that's number six. And then lastly, number seven is I'm going to be doing some experimenting because there are like hundreds of different ways that you can start driving traffic to your website. And already the other day in my downtime, I was just sat having a coffee and I went onto my phone and I took some slides that I made of one of my blog posts and I turned it into a little video using a cool little app on my phone called InVideo. And I posted that on social media. And what a great way to showcase one of your blog posts. So actually turn it into a really cool little video made out of little slides. And so I'm going to be doing some little experiments along the way, again, making sure not to get distracted and taking my eye off the ball. But I'm just going to be doing some little experiments along the way to try and help drive that traffic because my main focus, my huge focus, is to 10x my website traffic. I started in August with 1,000 hits. I want to make sure by August 2021 I'm at 100,000 hits. In fact, I've just changed the headline of this podcast because I don't want to 10x my traffic. I want to 100x my website traffic this year. My traffic in August was 1,000. By August 2021, I want to be at 100,000 hits a month. So that's 100xing my website traffic, not just 10xing it. So that's my focus. Damn. So they're the seven strategies I'm using to really, really build my traffic over the next year. I wish I could give you, like 100 different strategies. A lot of the websites I've been out reading, 150 ways to grow your website traffic, and all these different tips and tricks and all the rest of it. But really, the key ones there are creating amazing content, guest posting so you can get those links, networking so you can build those relationships, and then hopefully start to build other links back to your site and then slowly but surely growing your brand and profile on social media. They are really the key ones. And if you spend all your time focusing solidly on those strategies, you will grow your website and you will begin to grow your traffic. Now, as I record this, I shamefully have missed out one very important part of this whole puzzle. And I'm adding it in right now. It's not in my notes. I shamefully have missed it out. So I'm going to add it now. Thank you for listening to the end of this podcast because you now get the benefit of this. And that is, of course, building my email list. That is a hugely important part of this strategy. So I will be making sure that I've got some really rock solid lead generation offers on my website so that as my organic traffic grows, people sign up to my email list. I'm then able to send them emails with links back to my blogs, to my guest blogs, and it helps overall drive that traffic. So at the moment with my views, I'm getting about 86% organic traffic. I'm getting about about 12 or 13% direct traffic, and the rest is social media. So, you know, that direct traffic is a nice big chunk of my monthly views as well. And that's coming from my email list. So, of course, our email list is hugely important. And I urge you as soon as possible to get a lead generator on your website and begin to build your email list. And if you want any help with that, then I just did a big series just before this blogging on how to build your email list. And it comes with a huge accompanying post on how to build your email list. But don't let that hold you up. If you're not going to do that for the first 6 months because you just want to focus on growing your blog, then so be it. You know, it's not the end of the world. You can build your email list at a later date. I urge you to do it sooner rather than later. Even if you literally just put a box on your blog that says, join my email list to get weekly updates of my newest blog post. Even just something like that, just to begin to build it. But if you feel it's going to be a huge distraction for you and it's going to take your eye off the ball, then just put that to one side. Begin to really build your website traffic. And then you can come to your email list later. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. That's the end of my blogging series for now. Obviously, I'm slap bang in the middle of doing this myself, so I look forward to sharing lots and lots of strategies and tips with you over the coming year as I grow my website. And I just hope that it's been super helpful to you. I know I've thrown a lot at you over the last 5 episodes, but you can always just go back and listen to these at any time that you want to go through it. Plus, of course, I've got my big accompanying post, which I'll link to in the show notes if it's ready when this goes live. But again, thanks very much for listening, and I hope it's been helpful. As I record this, we're hurtling towards Christmas. So the next podcast is actually going to be the biggest lessons that I've learned in 2020 and how I'm moving forward in 2021 with some tips that I hope will help you in your journey as well as you move forward. So thanks again. Have an amazing week, whatever you're doing, and I will speak to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.